This recording, Utah 3, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only suspect to see that in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an insanitary mess. The goose's owner, Miss Mary Harrison, kept calling Kama, Kama, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. In Utah, I have lived. I was born here in 1991, and I have lived on and off here since then, and I'm 19 now, so probably about, I would say, 17 years, because the other years I lived in Cincinnati. When I was in fourth grade, all the fourth graders always go to a ski resort, and they learn to ski. It's like a thing everybody does. So everybody knows how to ski, and except for my siblings who all like to snowboard. Because I guess snowboarding's cooler or something. I don't know. I don't like snowboarding. I'm not good at it. We have really good climbing and stuff around here, which is awesome. It's all about outdoor sports, which I'm not a big fan, but rock climbing for sure. It's a sport, like a hobby I got into like a few years ago. And there's really good canyons, Rock Canyon, over here in like Provo area. And last March, me and my friends got a whole bunch of new gear, and so we decided, hey, let's go rock climbing. And so we started climbing up the wall, and I'm like halfway up and it starts snowing, and I was like, great, thanks Utah. And I kept climbing, and I get up to the top of the ledge, and there's a cave, and in the cave are mountain goats, and I go, okay, belay down, I'm getting off this. Those goats were scary. They all have horns and they're scary. But I was afraid that they would like try and bite me and I'd fall off the ledge. Even though I was like still hooked to the rope and everything. No bueno. I was super afraid that they would like try and ram me and like, I don't know, pain. I was afraid of that. Fear of pain, I think that's fair to say. You know those days where it's like, it snows one in the morning and it's super cold and the rest of the day is super hot and you're like, man, weird. So I in my Saturn, I have a sunroof and I'm driving to his house and I'm like, it's so hot. I have my windows down. So I decided to open my sunroof and there's snow on top of my car. So snow just comes into my car. And once again, I was surprised trying to figure out how this happened. And the snow and like scooping snow out of my car close the thing, even though there's snow already everywhere. I was just scooping it out the windows. People were laughing at me. I was throwing snowballs out of my car. It was just a very funny story.